Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Health Beat, Chiropractic Online, today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at multi-site joint pain in Australian women and psychosocial health. And finally, a story about smoking and pain intensity. For Health Beat, this is Dr. Todd Eglow. Welcome to Health Beat podcast number 664. Recorded March 1st, 2019. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Eglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. A recent study was published in the journal Chiropractic and Manual Therapies to look at multi-site joint pain in Australian women. Musculoskeletal pain frequently occurs in more than one body region, with up to 80% of adults reporting more than one joint pain site in the last 12 months. Older people and females are known to be more susceptible to multiple joint pain sites. However, the association of multi-joint pain with physical and psychosocial functions in this population are unknown. The study concluded that over one-third of older women in the sample had greater than 5 painful joints in the last month. These women demonstrated significantly poorer psychosocial health and increased medication use than women with no or fewer sites of joint pain. Many women with multi-site joint pain were still in the workforce, even when nearing retirement age. This study has important implications for future research into musculoskeletal pain, particularly in women, in regards to women's health and well-being, and for clinical practice, where there should be increased awareness of the implications of concurrent multi-site joint pain. Surf to our show notes for links. Smoking cigarettes is prevalent among individuals with chronic pain. Some studies indicate nicotine reduces pain, and others suggest it may cause or exacerbate pain. Participants in this cross-sectional study published in the Journal of Pain were 151 chronic pain patients from a large suburban Virginia medical center in the United States. Patients were divided into three groups: non-smokers, smokers who deny using cigarettes to cope with pain, and third, smokers who report using cigarettes to cope with pain. Patients who reported smoking as a coping strategy for chronic pain scored significantly worse compared with the other two groups on the majority of measures of pain-related outcome. Non-smokers and smokers who denied smoking to cope did not differ on any variable examined. This paper describes the relationship between smoking cigarettes as a mechanism to cope with chronic pain and pain-related outcome. Understanding this relationship may illuminate the broader relationship between smoking and chronic pain and provide new directions for effective interdisciplinary pain treatment. Surf to our show notes for links. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in Health Beat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our Health Beat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support, such as yours via our PayPal link, does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com. Finally, I leave you with the following quote. Let us be grateful to the people who make us happy. They are the charming gardeners who make our souls blossom. For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, this has been Dr. Todd Eglow.